surely I will be with you. I will give you victory. First, we quote from Judges, chapter 6, verses 15 through 18. Gideon said to him, O Lord, how can I deliver Israel? Behold, my clan is the poorest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. The Lord said to him, Surely I will be with you, and you shall smite the Midianites as one man. Gideon said to him, If now I have found favor in your sight, then show me a sign that it is you who talks with me. Do not leave me, I pray you, until I return to you, and bring my offering and set it before you. And he said, I will wait until you return. I'm drawn to Gideon's conflicting emotions and actions in his encounter with God. At first, we see doubt and unbelief in his ability to do what God has asked him to do. He even asks God to prove that he is really talking to him. Suddenly, he demonstrates faith, trust, and divine wisdom. He recognizes God's voice and begs him to wait while he goes and prepares an offering. He understands he must not come before God empty-handed. He understands that in order to receive God's anointing, he must complete the blessing exchange. Sadly, Gideon continued to test God for proof that he would honor his promise. God was very patient and tolerated his doubt and unbelief. Finally, God decided it was time for Gideon to take a leap of faith and trust him completely. God instructed Gideon to send 30,000 of his troops back home. He is left with only 300 men to fight the Midianites. Scripture tells us that, with God's help, his 300 men defeat the enemy, and God richly blessed him for his faithfulness and obedience. Child of God, are you walking in doubt, fear, and unbelief? Are you demanding that God give you proof that he will honor his word and his promises? I encourage you to offer a sacrifice and lay your pride, doubt, and unbelief at his feet. Like Gideon, trust him with all your heart, mind, and spirit. Know this, when you do, be prepared to watch as God joins you and uses you to do the impossible. Father, thank you for your unwavering love, patience, and kindness. Holy Spirit, teach me to trust and lean on you. Lord, forgive me for all the times that I have doubted you and your promises. Holy Spirit, help me to always be obedient and faithful. Through the blood of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.